KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a few sprinkles at 69 degrees. We picked up 4.15 inches of rainfall here over the past 24 hours at the KJAN studios. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Well, they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Well, forecasters have issued flood warnings and watches in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa as the heavy rain continues to fall. The National Weather Service flash flood warning covered parts of Harrison, Pottawatomie, and Shelby counties in western Iowa until 11 a.m. today. There's also a flash flood watch for those same counties and into southwest Iowa until noon. More than 3 inches of rain had fallen over the past 24 hours in some areas, and the National Weather Service says also 55-mile-per-hour wind gusts could be expected from a storm over Omaha in eastern Nebraska. A flood warning was issued for both sides of the Missouri River from south of Nebraska City. Because of the rain situations, the officials of Southwest Iowa Golf report the Ryder Tournament in Atlantic for today at Nishna Hills Golf Course has been canceled due to the weather. And there is a flash flood warning in effect for Harrison, central Pottawatomie, and southwest Shelby County until 11 a.m. A flash flood watch remains in effect until noon today for Monona, parts of Shelby and Pottawatomie counties, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. Areas of heavy rain can be expected with additional widespread amounts between 1 and 3 inches, with locally higher amounts possible. Elsewhere in southwest Iowa news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports that as a result of a narcotics investigation, a search warrant was executed at 112 South 4th Street in Red Oak at around 10:30 a.m. Sunday, and three people were taken into custody. 71-year-old Sherelle Lee St. Clair of Red Oak was charged with the delivery of methamphetamine, a Class C felony, possession of meth with the intent to deliver, also a Class C felony, and gathering where illegal drugs are used, a Class D felony. St. Clair's bond was set at $50,000. 59-year-old Vicki Susan Huber and 44-year-old James Reed Mitroff II, both of Red Oak, were charged with gathering where illegal drugs are used, and again, both are Class D felonies. Their bonds were set at $5,000 each. A man and woman from Council Bluffs were injured during a motorcycle accident Sunday morning. The driver of the cycle, 42-year-old Mark Stark, and his passenger, 28-year-old Sonia Smith, were found laying on the west side of North 8th Street, just south of Big Lake Road in Council Bluffs, a little after they were dispatched to the scene at around 9:50 a.m. on Sunday. Saturday, Stark had just regained consciousness when officers arrived. Smith later came to the ambulance, and both were transported to the UNMC in Omaha by Council Bluffs Fire Department. The extent of their injuries was not immediately known. The accident remained under investigation. The Atlantic Parks and Rec Department's Board of Directors will meet this evening at 5:15 at City Hall, and during their regular monthly meeting, the board will hear updates from Parks and Rec Director Seth Stasselm with regard to the Schildberg Park development project, Nishna Park, the Sunnyside Park entrance sign, an East Ridge Park washout, the Eagle Scout boat ramp project, and a campground update. The board will act on approval of improvements to the West Playground and will receive reports on the October 6th Healthiest Walk at Schildberg Park, as well as upcoming fall programs. And the CAM, Exira, Elkhorn, Kimbleton, and Griswold school boards will all hold their regular monthly meetings this evening. The Exira EHK board meeting begins at 6 p.m. in the conference room at the Elkhorn building. On their agenda is an update and discussion on construction projects, the appointment of Tammy Jacobson as board secretary and Marie Larson, treasurer, SBO. Also, discussion and possible action on approving the National FFA Convention, a business personnel sharing and technology sharing agreements with Tri-Center, approval of personnel hires, transfers, and or resignations, and approval of certain board policies. The CAM School Board will meet at 6:30 p.m. in the High School Media Center, and on their agenda is discussion and possible action on handbook changes for the 2018-19 student handbooks, approving a list of fundraisers for the 2018-19 school year, approval of an agreement for 2018-19 trainer services, approval of the middle school, high school homecoming run, and other administrative matters, including any resignations, contracts, and football and cross-country volunteers. And the Audubon School Board will meet at 7 p.m. in their boardroom at the high school and act on various policies, including assistance animals, instruction at post-secondary institution, purchasing bidding, suspension and debarment of vendors, public participation in board meetings, and a public comment policy. The Audubon School Board will also act on approving Iowa Learning Online for Spanish, student handbooks, and possibly take action on early retirement. Other discussion will center upon the upcoming September 11th PEPL vote and an update on the summer projects. And a funeral for former Iowa Congressman Leonard Boswell will be held Saturday on the Graceland University campus in Lamoni. Boswell, a Vietnam veteran who farmed in Davis County after retiring from the military, was a state senator, the Democratic Party's nominee for lieutenant governor in 1994, and for 16 years he represented Iowa in the U.S. House of Representatives. The Boswell family has established a scholarship fund at Graceland University in the congressman's honor for young people interested in studying agriculture. Boswell's funeral will be held Saturday morning at 10:30 in the Shaw Center of the Graceland University campus. The graveside service, along with full military honors, will be held at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Lamoni. Following the burial, the Boswell family has announced it will host a party at the family farm, complete with food, drinks, and fireworks, to celebrate the congressman's life. In our funeral announcements, Michael K. Lett, age 71 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home in rural Atlantic. Memorial services for Michael Lett will be today at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Clarence Holtz, age 91, who's formerly of Avoca, died August the 5th in Denver, Colorado. Funeral services for Clarence Holtz will be today at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Jody Thielen, age 53, of Anita, died Wednesday in Lincoln, Nebraska. Memorial services for Jody Thielen will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Larry Wonder, age 84, of Harlan, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Larry Wonder will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Dean Archer, age 91, of rural Fontenelle, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Dean Archer will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Earl Jarnigan, age 82, of Panora, died Thursday. A visitation for Earl Jarnigan will be Thursday from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Violet Fiscus, age 96, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Violet Fiscus will be next Saturday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Kirkman. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Doreen D. Taylor, age 61, who's formerly of Walnut, died Sunday in Texas. A memorial service to celebrate the life of Doreen D. Taylor will be held Saturday at September 1st at 1 o'clock at the Pat Bowes Memorial Chapel of the Wayne Bowes Funeral Home in Waxahachie, Texas. Everett Peterson, age 81, of Oakland and formerly of Harlan, died Thursday in Omaha. A private graveside service for Everett Peterson will be held, and Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Phil Chintz, age 86, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Phil Chintz are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Joyce Larie Peterson, age 82, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Joyce Peterson are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Jim Johnson, age 47, who's formerly of Griswold, has died. Services for Jim Johnson are pending at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.